The journey continues, day 25, sacrificing for another. In compassion that we show to others, there are many levels. There's regular compassion, but then there's a dimension of compassion that we learn from Moses, from the great Moses. When he was up on the mountain right now in these days of Elul leading up to Yom Kippur, he wasn't just compassionate, he sacrificed himself for the Jewish people. And we see that several ways. Firstly, he said to God, "Erase my name from your holy book of the Torah if you do not forgive these people." He shattered the tablets, the holy tablets that God gave him. He shattered it to demonstrate how important and vital it was that God forgive. So compassion also has a dimension of sacrificing for another, and even putting yourself on the line. Moses was putting himself on the line. He was ready to sacrifice his own name in the book of life, not just giving away his physical comforts, but even his spiritual connection to God, he was ready to sacrifice for the people. So the lesson we learn from that is the extent we need to be compassionate and care and love another, to the point of even sacrificing our own comfort zone, even our own spiritual comfort zone. So ask yourself, when was the last time that you were able to sacrifice for someone you love, or even for a stranger? And the exercise today is to find one example, not Moses, but some example in your own personal life where you're ready to put yourself on the line, put yourself on a side, and sacrifice in order to have the compassion that another get what they need and be blessed in their way. And when you do that, we can evoke something from God that Moses was able to evoke, that type of sacrifice that God recognized and realized such power. You're ready to put yourself on the line, and then finally God forgave.